In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. In the gospel today, we hear kind of the credo of what it means to be a martyr. If you deny me in front of the others, I'll deny you. If you acknowledge me in front of others, the Father will acknowledge you. And yesterday, we celebrated the feast of John the Baptist. And on Thursday, we're going to celebrate the feasts of St. Peter and Paul. And these three great men were three great martyrs. And so today I'd like to meditate very briefly on what it means to be a martyr. Now, with great deference to our systematic theologian over here, in the Maronite Church, we really don't do systematic theology, but what we do is hymnody, what we do is liturgy. And so I'd like to reflect on one image from the Maronite liturgy when it comes to what it means to be a martyr. In one of the hymns for evening prayer for the feast day of a martyr, one of the verses goes, "Blessed martyrs, you are like censers giving forth fragrant smoke, and the aroma of your death rises to please the Lord Most High." And I think that's a very striking and beautiful image for what it means to be a martyr. Because when you think about it, when you're being murdered, it's a defeat, isn't it? It's something of a weakness, that you didn't prevail. But of course, our Lord tells us that when you're martyred, that's the ultimate victory, because you are a victor over the wicked man who's killed you, because he will die in his sins, but of course the martyrs will be raised to paradise. And so it's a victory. But also, what's a beautiful thing about it is that the act of martyrdom itself is an act of worship. It's an act of sacrifice. If you think of the martyrs as incense or as a censer, what does that mean? A censer is an act, it's an object used in the worship of God, but in it is itself a sacrifice. It's a burnt offering. It's a holocaust. Whenever the priest puts incense on a burning coal, that precious incense, which is quite expensive, is burned up entirely. It's consumed in fire. And the smoke that rises from it rises to God. One, for purification. Secondly, for the forgiveness of sins. But also, and chiefly among it, it's a sign of worship. It's a sign of sacrifice to God. So if we say that the martyrs are censers giving forth smoke, it's because they gave the entirety of their very self in worship of God. They gave their labors, the sweat of their brow. They gave their very life, the blood in their veins and the bones that make up their very person, in sacrifice to God. Their very existence was an act of worship, that they would stand before wicked kings and governors and acknowledge the cross of Christ. It's a profession of faith. It's a profession of sacrifice. And they gave their entire existence to God. Now, of course, all of us are called to be martyrs, be it a soft martyrdom of being persecuted by being mocked by a coworker who may be a pagan, or being persecuted by a government that doesn't understand what it means to be a Christian. Or, if you're like the people of my church, the Maronite Church, the other Syriac churches who lived in the land of our Lord, which was sanctified by his blood, that land is continually being sanctified by their blood, because they're not just being persecuted by a government, they're being massacred left and right. And that is a reality that all of us must face as well. There's multiple kinds of martyrdom, and all of us who live in the United States have it easy. But those Christians who live in the land that Christ walked upon the earth, who've lived there for 2,000 years, those people who literally heard the words come from the mouths of the apostles and received the gospel days after the resurrection, those men and women are being martyred daily. And there's a real possibility that those of us, before we die, we'll see the extinction of Christianity in the land where it originated. And that's something truly horrifying. But of that, the church is enriched, because every day martyrs are added to those ranks that we venerate and ask for intercession. And another image from the Maronite liturgy is that the blood of the martyrs adorns the crown of God. And of course, the crown of God is the church. So all of those martyrs that we see around the world being killed every day, their blood flows for the greater glory of God and also for the adornment of his holy church. And so even though we mourn their loss, but we also celebrate the victory of Christ, because even though they are martyred, they're the true victors. So as we celebrate the feast days of John the Baptist and Peter and Paul, may we always remember those blessed martyrs who are the foundation of our holy religion, that their bones are the bones that we build our churches upon, and that their blood nourishes the vineyard of the Lord, and it produces such beautiful fruit. O most blessed martyrs, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.